Hello and welcome to Dial a Dilemma with me, Jules Von Hepp. This is the Agony Aunt podcast that's all about you. Literally. Each week I'm joined by an amazing guest unpacking your dilemmas, offering some form of advice. A total disclaimer, this is very much not professional advice. Sure, I've lived a fruitful, eventful, and slightly sideways life. While some of my guests might be qualified life coaches or therapists, darling, I am not. And the advice given here may or may not help you on your journey, but might steer you in a direction you potentially won't have thought of. Today's guest is Ola Awashika. Oh my God, babe. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, boo. This is fabulous.
Isn't it?
I'm like in a festive, glam, grotto kind of vibe. I'm loving it.
And that's exactly what we were going for. It's hella butch.
Yes.
It gives building size.
Super mass.
Yeah.
I'm triggered.
Oh my God, Ola. I'm so happy and I can't wait to go through today's dilemmas with you because whenever we've been together, we have just, A, you make me scream laughing from the belly, and not many people can do that. And also, I just love your entire vibe. Your social profiles just make me explode. I just love the content that you make, but you are the real deal. For me, you're the real deal. Can I ask you, I want to just dive into a quick fire round.
Okay, let's do it.
And just say whatever comes
into
your brain.
The first thing? No.
Yeah.
In this empty head?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try.
As you can see, it's really highbrow on this podcast. So yeah, the first thing that comes in.
Okay, cool.
Current relationship status and where are you living?
Oh, so single's a Pringle. DMs are open. And I live in Northeast London, St. Newington.
On the confidence barometer, 10 being Beyonce on stage, where would you put yourself?
10.
I live. Have you been on dating apps?
I kind of join them and then forget that I'm on them. Then kind of go back on them again and then forget again. So I'm kind of there, but I kind of treat it like another social media outlet. I can't lie.
I feel like you're flirting with the dating apps.
Yes.
You're in a fuckboy relationship with the dating apps.
Exactly.
Which Sex and the City star would your friends say that you are?
Oh, I think I'd want to be Carrie, you know. There's elements of Carrie, even though she's slightly annoying at different stages, which I'm sure I am to my friends as well. I feel like she kind of encompasses all the different characters. So I feel like Carrie would be the one that I would gravitate the most to.
I have so much respect for people who say Carrie. Because,
really?
Yeah, because it's main character energy.
Yeah. Like,
if you're super confident, then of course you're going to be Carrie. She's not someone I would pick, but I love this.
Who would you pick?
Oh, Samantha with the sex, I reckon.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Although I think,
oh, Jules, say that's more.
I think my ex would probably say that I was Charlotte. Like, I think that's where I
okay,
am.
Okay, fabulous.
Have you got any dating horror stories?
Oh, dating horror stories. The most dramatic horror story I have is that... Oh, no, I do have one, actually. I went on this date with this guy, and it came to the bill portion. And he went, I'm going to the bathroom. I was like, okay, cool. And he never came back.
Firstly, where were you?
Where did we go? Wasn't anywhere too expensive. Actually, no, it was kind of expensive because he ordered like lots of like seafood and like lobster and all that kind of stuff. And I had to pay for it.
I am outraged.
I had to pay for it.
Oh my God. This is a point where I'm like... We better not add each other on Facebook. Imagine if we have got a mutual friend.
Could you imagine? Imagine
him. Yeah.
Honestly, it's fine.
Ew, people are gross.
People are gross.
Look, this show is all about dilemmas. Mm-hmm. We're going to unpack. We're going to, you know, maybe change people's lives.
Let's
here.
Do it.
How would you say that your advice is in solving dilemmas?
I'm very blunt. I don't sugarcoat anything. And I always tell the truth.
Buckle in.
So my friends come to me for the real tea.
Okay. Yeah. Is there any particular kind of problems that you think you're going to be great at solving?
I feel like anything to do with like confidence, relationships, parent dilemmas, basically just life in general.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh my God.
Watch me completely flop.
Yeah. I'm like, and we'll just go back to the start, Ola. And just, I think we really need...
And we'll do that bit again. Yeah.
Okay, I'm okay, so ready for some dilemmas.
Okay.
Ooh. Hi, Jules. I've got a dilemma for you. I recently broke up with my ex-boyfriend and decided to book a trip to Australia. While I was there, I thought I'd download Hinge and go on a date. Met this really lovely guy. We met in a wine bar. It was absolutely romantic date. Went back to his, had a very fiery night, and then basically saw him 3 or 4 more times on that trip. I decided not to tell him that I lived in the UK because I thought it would increase my chances of getting a Hinge date. And I hadn't been in the dating scene for a very long time, so I just thought, fuck it, I'll tell him that I live in Melbourne and we'll go on the date and I'll have a one-night stand and then I'll leave, never see him again. However, the fact that I saw him multiple times meant that he started falling for me. I then got back to the UK and proceeded to receive hundreds of messages from him talking about our night of passion and how he wanted to relive it with me and could he see me again. I was really confused and didn't know what to do, so I basically ended up saying to him, oh, I'm away at the moment, but like, I'll see you when I'm back. Anyway, more texts, barrage of drunk texts when he went on nights out. And he then is calling me. Due to time difference, he was calling me whilst I was at work and things like that. He was still unaware that I was from the UK. And I just don't know what to do. Do I tell him? Do I just let it fizzle out? I feel really awful because it's ghosting at its worst form, but also I don't know what to do. Oof, let me know. Bye.
Bye, boo. Bye, sweetie.
Ooh, it's a lot to unpack, isn't it?
There's a lot to unpack.
I feel like, firstly, international dating and hinging. I mean, Hinge has come around way after I met husband. So for me, it's an app that I'm unfamiliar with.
Yeah.
But I do know from my girlfriends who are like in New York or in Australia, they will say, change your location.
Yeah, of course, you have to.
Okay, so is that a thing?
It's a thing. Like wherever you're flying, wherever you are, you update the location so you can kind of get the best of the best in the area.
Okay, fine.
So that's completely normal.
Because for me, now, like as someone who's married, I'm like, God, that sounds like a lot of work.
Because you can't put like East London and then you're actually in like LA. It's not making sense. Like you need to open it up a little bit.
Okay, fine. So how do you feel about what our caller has done and what's happened?
baby girl. I mean, I kind of get it because you meet someone, it's like a one night stand. They don't need to know every single detail about your life.
Maybe that's where I went wrong.
Like, you know, I kind of like the mystery and maybe like playing a character when you're there and, you know, I'm actually an international spy or something like that rather than my real job. Like, I would create a whole scenario. So I understand that whole thought process. It's just more so the, for me, it's the continuation while you're still in London or Michigan that you still live in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if I was this girl, I know what would happen to me. I'd be so scared of hurting someone's feelings that I'd be like superimposing my face on pictures of Melbourne and be like, weather's great today,
no,
and sending it back
definitely.
And just kind of digging the hole deeper and creating this whole web of complicated lies. When she said that he's drunk calling her when she's at work, that actually made me go cold and shrivel.
Also, what's the time difference? Because is he like...
12 hours.
So she's like... up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, like pretending she's like doing things in Melbourne.
This is what I mean, yeah.
This is a whole thing. But does he follow her? So I have so many questions. Like, does he follow her on social media? Like, what is she posting? Like, what are her stories? Like, because he must see her like on the 169 or something bus.
But maybe she's just not a social girl.
Maybe.
There's so many, because we're very on social media.
Yeah,
some
like,
people aren't.
You couldn't lie.
Then. Oh, it was another thing that she did. Also, I just want to say kudos to you, honey, because if you've gone to the other side of the world after a breakup and you've met somebody, you've got them into this pickle. I mean, you must be fire in the bedroom. You must be an absolute 10 out of 10.
Was great, she said.
Yeah, so, I mean, good for you.
Good for you, girl.
Let's just take that as a moment. Yes. Let's shine.
Mm-hmm. Has he not wondered, like, why he has not seen her since the last time?
Obviously not.
Like, I don't know how you're keeping this up, girl. I don't know how you're keeping this up. But obviously, baby boo, you need to tell him the truth.
Yeah.
This can't carry on.
And if you were to construct this truthful message, because there's no way this is going with a phone call, like, would you voice note or would you send a text? What would you say? I'm a lying ho. This is what's happened. Or would you go a little bit more gentle, like, I've been extradited from Australia and now I'm back in the UK?
I might have to fake my own death.
I'm thinking visa issues could be a good guess.
Oh, that could be, yeah, that could work too.
Yeah. Although he could then propose, I guess. So it
also, what if he works for like the embassy or something? He's like, I can pull some strings.
Oh, yeah. You might be moving to Australia, babe.
Literally. Oh, I think she has to tell the truth. Like the full, unadulterated, completely insane, unhinged, see what I did there, truth.
Bullet pointed.
Yeah, bullet pointed. Does she still want to see him afterwards?
I was on the run from the UK.
Yes.
You had the best sex of your life. Mm-hmm. It's, the truth is, I don't live in Australia.
I don't live in Australia.
I'm a bitch. Like, maybe close with, like, sorry for being a bitch.
Yeah, I mean, just say sorry.
Sorry, realise that I might have, like...
Yeah, like, oops, oh, sorry, I got my postcards mixed up. Sorry, I actually don't live around the corner from you.
No, I think I'd lie. I don't know.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd lie.
What would you say?
I'd say, I'm really sorry, but I've had to leave. There's been a complication. There's something wrong with my visa. Because I just would be so, like... See, this is why, Ollie, it took me so long to meet my husband, because I would get myself in many messes.
It's you.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, bless her. I kind of want to hear part two. I want to know what she does. I want to know how this is going to end up. But I would tell the truth. But I also like your version of maybe just say that you've had to leave suddenly.
I'm also sick for seeing an episode of Border Control, you know, like...
I feel it's podcast.
Derek has turned up at London Heathrow with pictures of an English woman. And Moira is confused of how to do this. The police have been called. This is where I'm at, for sure.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what happens. So yeah, let Jules know. Bless. Oh! Wow.
Hi, Jules. Bit of a dilemma. I'm not sure if you would have any advice on this one. Basically, I've got a bit of an irrational fear of birds. It's the flapping. Pigeons, sparrows, seagulls, just everything that flaps around. I don't know where it came from or why I've got it. I don't know why. But it's real. The struggle is real. And so walking through busy areas with pigeons or sitting outside having a meal, it's becoming a real problem. And boyfriend and friends are getting slightly embarrassed. I mean, I can imagine it's not ideal when I do jump up and throw a cappuccino over the table at the sight of a bird, but I actually can't help it. And I don't know whether it's my friends and my boyfriend who need to be a bit more understanding or whether I need to get a grip somehow. But yeah, any advice you have on that would be greatly appreciated.
I got you, girl. I got you. So what she needs to do is get a bag of like bread, go to Trafalgar Square, and just throw it. Confront the fear.
Should she leave the bread?
No, she should stand
with the bread.
Yes.
It's giving feed the bird. Tuppence the bag.
Let's bring it back. Confront your fear. You can do it.
Is that called aversion therapy? I think it is when you confront
yes,
it.
Yes, confront the fear.
Okay, we don't know obviously what state your heart or cardiovascular system is in, so I maybe would retract.
Yeah, okay, maybe maybe check see your GP first, if you can, and then see what happens.
Because my first thought, actually, when I went through this, I actually had a very harrowing experience with a pigeon wing.
Okay.
And I was
a pigeon wing?
A pigeon wing, singular. I was walking through Leeds and a gust of wind took this like old newspaper and it went round, came up like this. It flew to me like this. I was like, oh my God, the newspaper's going to hit me.
Oh,
as I turned, a pigeon wing hit me in the face. Now,
was the pigeon wing attached to the pigeon?
Yeah, it was like, it's just a singular wing. Like, the pigeon flew past and this wing almost went into like palm mode and slapped me in the face. And I Look, I don't mind birds, but I do not like pigeons. No. They stress me out. The unpredictable, it's the pigeon standoff for me. You know, when you stop, they stop. And you're like, which way are we going?
Oh.
You don't get this.
I never had a standoff with a pigeon.
It's the sound of your heels, they'll move. That's why, for me, stealth on the ground, they don't know I'm there. Anyway, when that, you know, Olive, from working in beauty, mm-hmm. the visage is very much top, front and centre. It's the moneymaker.
Yes.
That pigeon wing tucking
the face.
I went into meltdown over it. So I do understand with what you're saying, the flapping. I can see that this is an unpredictable element. How do we navigate life? I do think if it's ruining drinks, afternoon rosés, just through, you know, the dawn chorus or whatever, that must be quite stressful.
Yeah.
I would like to know if it extends further into interiors, like ostrich feather lampshades, because then it's getting stressful.
I actually had a friend that was afraid of, like, oversized inanimate objects. So, you know, like... Mm. Comedy, like, lighters, like supersized lighters.
Yes.
You would actually be, like, terrified of them.
Yes, I have heard this. And the other way, people can be very afraid of miniature.
I'm scared of small things.
Sure! My brain is smart. So, what advice are we going to give this? I mean, I feel like, let's assess the situation here.
Okay.
Some birds are not going to be interested in attacking you. I feel like not everything is coming for the shoulder, coming for the head. Are you sitting in a very dirty area? Can some pre-sweeping be done before you sit down?
But you know what? The thing with irrational fears is that it's irrational. So it doesn't, if you break it down, it doesn't make sense.
I don't think any of this is irrational.
It's like me with spiders. Like, if I see a spider, I'm moving house. Like, that's my fear.
Must be a very expensive winter for you.
Exactly. But I feel like maybe like therapy or like, what's it called when they dangle that thing in front of your face? Hypnotherapy. That's it, yes.
Hypnotherapy would be a great shout. My friend actually went for hypnotherapy in Camden Market, and I think she went in for something to do, like she didn't want to eat fast food anymore, and then the hypnotherapist did something wrong, and now she doesn't drink. She stopped drinking. She hasn't drank for like 10 years.
Oh, amazing.
She's like, that damn hypnotherapist. I can't go near it.
My social life.
Yeah. But I feel like hypnotherapy, obviously research your hypnotherapist.
Of course.
That could be a great
help you, because realistically, the birds are going to bird girl. So we need to figure out a way that you can cohabit with the birds.
You can't change nature, but nature can change you.
Ooh.
Yeah, thank you.
I was dating this guy and he was really hot and really fancied him. Anyway, we ended up having sex, he went on top of me. Just casual, you know, just the usual missionary. And we were like well into it. I don't know, like 5-10 minutes of just, you know, the usual.
Good for him,
10 minutes.
And when he lifted his head, he was slobbering, like full on dribbling. And it dripped like on my face, like on my lip. And I heaved and I had to push him off because it was the most disgusting thing I'd ever experienced in my life. And I'll never forget him looking at me and that slobber, and it drooled into my mouth.
Okay.
I mean, I hope he hadn't had anything garlicky. That's the first thing that came to me. I was like, I hope he didn't go for a Donna.
I mean, I don't mind a little bit of spit if you know it's coming, but I feel like it's different. I feel like it's different to like have someone on top of you, then they pull away and then they're literally slobbering like a rabid dog. That's different.
St. Bernard.
Yeah.
I don't know, because maybe he was just lost in the moment.
Lost in what?
My husband says I do this all the time. I go straight to defend the victim.
Yeah.
But like, maybe he was lost in the moment. Maybe he was having a great time. Maybe he didn't know how much he was slobbering.
Do you know, it's given, like, you know when someone gets bitten by the zombie, but they pretend they haven't been bitten?
And oh my God, the last of
it progresses, they start, like, showing things. I think that happened to him. He had been, this full zombie thing was happening to him at that moment.
Oh my God.
That's what it's given, the drool.
This is why you face the pillow and the lights are off. Just, this is why. Mm-hmm. Just because, oh my good.
Oh, bless him.
Bless him, but I also feel for you because I have been in situations. I once slept with this guy and he giggled. He did this weird like, laugh.
When?
Like all the way through.
All the way through?
All the way through. And I was like, I had to get out. I was like, I need to get out of this. This is too much.
But he was happy.
He was having
a good time.
He was having a great time. I'm great. But
I'd marry him.
No, I never saw him. I mean, never saw him again. I don't have his number, otherwise I'd obviously offer it to you.
Thanks.
But I feel like when you're first dating somebody or you first start sleeping together or there's that moment, if something icks you down to the core, then
it's kind of hard to come back from that, isn't it?
But old school me would just persevere. But when I really feel like when you meet the right person, the icks don't bother you because you see them for who they are.
Yeah.
If there's something that's made you ick like that, obviously this shows you that they're not the right person. However, having said that, at the start of the message, there was a very big nod to the fact that he was hella fit. So, and if you're finding this person hella fit, you know, there's bibs available for quick wipes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's conversations that can be had.
Oh yeah, that too.
I feel like the run up to the moment, you can watch what they're eating. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is something going on.
Maybe have some gastrinitis. Crackers, so your mouth's really dry.
Yes. Oh, I can see where this is going. Ryvita.
Yeah. No water.
Yeah, no. Nothing sexier than dehydration.
Imagine crackers like snow.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh my god. I won't be able to look at a linseed cracker the same again. But yeah, I mean, would actually be interested to know what you, dear listener, think of this. Please reach out if you have advice because I'm very interested. Personally, if you're saying he's fit, a little bit of slobber, what would you do?
I would just be like, babe, can you maybe drool less?
You would have a conversation.
Yes.
You wouldn't ditch.
Yeah, I wouldn't ditch. If he was fit and it was a vibe and he was really sweet and we had everything else, like, you know, on 10, then I'd be, you know, let's have a little conversation.
Uh-huh.
Because I also feel like you should be able to laugh a little bit in the bedroom as well. Like, it doesn't even have to be a serious conversation. It could be like, babe, like, you can make a joke of it.
Yeah, I mean, the whole process in itself, if you think about it for too long, is funny.
Yeah.
So I think I'd go again.
Yeah.
I'd be like, benefit of the doubt, go again.
Yeah, just maybe tell him. And then if he continues to drool, then, you know, make sure you have a cup close by.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just going to get the vessel. Oh!
Hi, Jules. I was wondering if you'd help me with a little bit of a dilemma I've been having. So I've been chatting to this guy for like a few weeks and we like previously had a one night stand, but like nothing came out of it. And we got back in contact with each other like after a couple of years. Anyway, we're chatting for ages. And then last week I invited him to a work party. It was like this really, really cool event. And I was like, oh yeah, really casually, like come along. And so he shows up late, I go down to get him from the taxi, and he brings this other girl with him, who I happen to know because she's friends with my ex-boyfriend. Huh? Now, they spent the whole of the evening at the party together, and they left together, but then he's still texting me in the same way afterwards. And, like, I just don't really know what to do, because I kind of think, like, there's something there, but is it so unacceptable that he brought this other girl to the party that... I don't know, maybe I should just spin it off.
Yes.
Please help. I need it.
You do.
Oh, I feel like you have very clear intentions to go.
Baby girl, let's just assess the facts here. I mean, you invited to your work too. He was late. I mean, fair enough, because he doesn't work there, you do. They arrived when he arrived. But he arrives with this other person, this other girl, and they hung up the whole night and then left together. How many more clues do you need, boo?
I mean, I have a question.
Okay.
Are we certain that the other girl is a friend in that way? Or could this person be...
Why did he bring his friend to her work, do?
Look, the guy made a mistake.
Why was he even invited to your work, do, firstly? But anyway. Yeah, why did
Yeah, really,
he...
let's get to the crux
yeah,
of it, actually.
Yeah, girl. Like, you're here to get a promotion, not to get a boo. Like, what?
I mean, unless it was like a very like high-end gallery
opening. Yeah,
and she was
yeah,
like,
yeah, fair
well,
enough.
Maybe I'll sell some pieces. And he was like, oh, I've got a friend who's interested
I've
in
gone
art.
To friends like work things before. So I get it, inviting him, but I don't see why I had to bring a friend. And a friend that also knows your ex-boyfriend. Like, there's just too many things.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that string
there's
to the web.
There's too many things connected. They left together.
And he didn't hang around.
What were you doing when he was there, girl? Like, how did you let this happen? Like, I don't understand what's going on. What were you doing, honey, that they left together?
Let's paint a picture.
Not on my watch.
In my head, said listener is behind a pillar lurking.
She needs to hear the harsh truth. Baby girl,
yeah,
what
it's
are you
really
doing?
Taking it in, what's happening, but not doing anything about it. Not intercepting. So,
but he's still messaging her, apparently. I don't know. I mean, I would probably just kind of, I would not.
I would address the situation.
Yeah.
I'd be like, can we just have a conversation
about Who is she?
And where did she live?
Yeah.
And why did you bring her?
Yeah. I mean, because the other girl's not really at fault. It's him. I would be like, baby boo, what is going on? Who's this girl you brought to my work function? I'm a bit weirded out by it. Take me for dinner.
Have you ever embarrassed yourself at a friend's work function?
I embarrassed myself. Have I? One time I was invited to like an art gallery thing. And you know, there's those little wires. So obviously stop getting too close.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to this guy at the time and it was all really cute. And as I turned to walk, I kind of tripped on the wire.
No.
And almost fell into the picture. I didn't fall, but I almost did.
Oh my God. Good for you.
We dated for a year afterwards. So
okay, congratulations.
We broke up.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
I used to find going to friends' work things really stressful because I'd get there and be like, do not embarrass your friend.
Yes.
Don't get drunk and embarrass your friend. And what would I do? I'd get drunk.
Would you?
And misbehave. Okay. And then like I'd be chatting, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm chatting to this really hot guy out there. And she was like, that's my boss.
That's my boss!
Yeah. And I'd be like,
always.
Great. Well, we're going home together. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, you've been fired, so let's go.
Yeah, I sexted your boss, babe.
I've got your job now, hell.
So, I mean, the cure to this dilemma, where do we go with this? Text should be sent, conversations need to be had. Find out who this girl is.
Find out who this girl is. Find out what he's playing at.
Go for a chai tea.
Yeah, go for a little chai tea, but maybe be prepared to move on, baby girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And get that promotion too.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
Ola.
Yes, my love.
You have been absolutely exemplary.
Thank you, my
darling. Can we just dissect and take away, what have been your takeaways from this? Because for me, a real standout is Rivita.
Rivita, 100%.
Rivita bedside.
Yeah, Rivita bedside at all time, ladies. Ladies, gents, and babies. Just have it on the side, just in case, no drool. And maybe do not invite potential boos to work parties.
Yeah, and also, if you are going to internationally hinge, do close it before your return flight
Change
home.
Change the settings when you get back to the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, I didn't actually say, you could just block them. No, no, that's mean. That's mean. Don't do that.
But she's gone too far, babe.
Oh,
She's gone too far. She's sending pictures of like fake scenarios, bars, like all kinds of things, like birthday parties. She's in deep. She can't block now.
Oh, and aversion therapy.
Yes.
Again, the Rivita could come in useful.
Exactly.
So I'm happy.
Rivita by the bedside, Rivita for the pigeons. It all goes together.
Rivita's the new Vicks.
It really is.
I think today's episode has been highly insightful. Educational is a word I would lean into right now. And affirming.
Yes. I hope everyone feels confident to really go forward and make the right decisions.
Thank you for being the most amazing
guest. Thank you for having
guest.
Me, boo.
Oh, wow. Come back soon. You know you can find the number to Dial a Dilemma in the episode description. Hit me up on WhatsApp. Send me the voice note. Remember to hit follow and subscribe so you don't miss an ep. Rate the podcast on your subscription app. It really does help, babe. And who knows, you might be in the show next week. Don't forget, babes, you have absolutely got this. And in the words of Kylie Minogue, I believe in you. And remember, babes, keep it classy, a little bit trashy, and always sassy. Until next time, bye!